A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, Singapore company NeuroMem Technologies develops neuromorphic chips inspired by the human brain. CEO Pierre Brunswick will be speaking at MTech Asia, where business, technology and culture converge. Now, what other groundbreaking discoveries and innovations will be featured and how will they change our lives? Pierre, thanks so much for joining us today.
My pleasure to be on Money FM.
I think you'll give us the lowdown, I'm sure, in just a bit, but we'd like to know what NeuroMem Technologies does. And remember to keep it quite simple for the ignorant such as myself, developing neuromorphic chips inspired by the human brain.
So neuromorphic is strictly the way the neurons are working. Our neurons, what do they do all the day? They
fire.
Recognize things.
Okay.
No, you're not fired yet. They recognize things and they go to the memory and have access to it. Computers, they don't do that. Computers, they go to a file, open file drawer by drawer, and try to recognize after by something it is. On neurons, we don't. So I'll give you an example. When I listen your jingle, I know this Money FM.
Yes.
Do I need to compute for that? No. It's pattern recognition. So if you talk about AI, they have different pillars. Everything is under one roof and one ceiling, which is really the machine learning. And then you have deep learning, which is one pillar. But you can have a house with only one pillar. You need more.
Four, at least.
At least, yes. You're right. So what we do, you have pattern recognition is one, edge computing is another one, reinforcement learning, which is on the way, it's a fourth one. And then you have a strong house. The problem is people don't understand that we can do many, many things without computing. And neuromorphic and hardware is one of the most important technologies those days, and we have been here for 25 years, so we know a little bit.
So which pillar would you say that neuromorphic sits under?
The hardware, neuromorphic hardware, is one of the pillars. It's very close to edge computing. Let me explain what it is for a non-expert. Today, people want you to send your data far away, all your data, okay, which is insecure most of the time. And on top of that, costs a lot of electricity because more you push. Our brains, our neurons, and memories all in our here, in our head, right? You don't need to do that. So when you do to edge computing, that means you have everything close to the decision. You don't need to send information to the cloud.
Right.
People having a car and said, I want, you know, automotive driving and everything. What happens if you go to a tunnel and there's no internet?
Yeah.
You need to have local decision process. And this is one of those pillars called edge computing. And one of the main key aspects is pattern recognition on that, anomaly detection, low voltage because you cannot suck so much electricity. And this is where we are the key player.
Give us some real-world examples, though. Also, oftentimes when it comes to technology, we feel when it becomes smaller, when it becomes more local, closer, easier to use, as you mentioned, it may become more expensive.
That could be the opposite. So our chips are valued $20 each, so we don't talk about a lot of money here. What is important is AI is here. And all the people listening today should say, should I engage to AI? The problem is the journey is very long. It's not a short one.
Yeah.
And if you are thinking, should I engage, you're already out of business.
Oh, no. Is that dire? Okay.
AI will be everywhere and is already everywhere. People don't see it. So we are everywhere in medical. The last publication from IT New Delhi was a cervical cancer detection using pattern recognition, so our technology. But this is one of the most advanced technology because doctors like AI. Okay. Robots, they need AIs. Everything which will be in our house, like security, smart cities, your human brain could be also using AI in a way. But I'm not pushing for that right now.
Let's hope not, yes?
Well,
for them to take over the world, like we remember from that 90s movie, Skynet and Terminator 2.
That's a good one. That's possible that we need to put ethics on whatever we do. And one of the problem of AI today, there's no strong regulations about the ethics out of it. And you know, the biggest
question, who decides what ethics are also to begin with?
That's a key question.
Yeah.
But the government should ally himself and talk to each other and definitively said, okay, in AI we can do that and that because it's good for the population. Of course, army and all the army aspect will be strong because they are the first one who have money to invest in new technologies. But it's not because you invest with an army that you need to have the technology just for the sake of technology, which is not for the healthness and good things of people.
Yeah.
So our AI is really good because it's pattern recognition and that help to go outside that and be sure that we are doing exactly what humans are doing. So we don't take risk on that.
Do you feel over at NeuroMem Technologies you'd like to only venture into certain areas of industry?
No,
just to keep the ethics clear.
Well, everywhere we do pattern recognition and we do that every day as human, we can do the same.
Yeah.
So there's no stop.
Yes. What about the importance of events like MTech? How do you think they'll react when you talk about your neuromorphic chips?
Well, last year I presented and they called me the disruptive technology.
Of course they did.
But I'm one of the oldest guys because we have been here for 25 years in this business. So this year we'll present what we have succeeded and achieved in all the domains versus last year. So Industry 4.0, we have many, many applications, automotive, IoT. We are everywhere because people want their own devices. People want low power and everything. So we love MTech for the possibility to immediately showcase where we are to the key people and also help them for that long AI journey to embark on time and come out as a competitive company.
Let's go back a bit. You said
Please.
AI is here already. And
yes.
if you're wondering whether or not you should, you've already lost the game.
Yes.
So it is a case of necessity more than nice to have now, isn't it?
Not really. That's pushing it a bit. No, what is important is...
Because I think it would also depend on the business and what they're doing. It may not be suitable for everyone.
So security for people is key. Any companies have this has those problems. Your own security is a key factor. So even that, you will need AI. For face recognitions, you know, everybody, you have a badge to come here, but everybody can make a fake badge. So we can remove that definitively with AI. Hospital, you take care of your health, take care of your family. Diagnostic earlier is key for many, many diseases. So all that is already AI. So what I said you have to embark is time to market, we all know, is critical for any businesses. To stay competitive worldwide nowadays, you have to be aligned with the cost of production, with the product range, with everything, and time to market. If you miss the AI wave, you will miss the
competitiveness.
Catch up
is difficult, right?
It's very difficult. It's not an easy journey. You just say, oh, I just buy and it works.
Yeah.
So it takes time. Some people say it takes 1 year, 2 years to really be fully implemented. So if you don't embark now, knowing that everybody's already embarked, you may miss the train.
Why do you think events like this are important? I mean, of course, like-minded people coming together is great to exchange ideas, to see where the industry is headed. But wouldn't bringing non-like-minded people help too? Collaboration with other industries?
All the industries should collaborate on AI, that's for sure. But MTech is good because the people coming are the people who knows what they are talking about. And they can after convey the message the right way. Having people who don't understand could be confusing, as you talk about the movies, but they could have a feeling of fears and everything. AI today have a lot of fears. A lot of people are scared. A lot of very famous people say, oh, it's dangerous or whatever. So that's
slowing
down.
But I don't think they realize that AI has infiltrated our everyday lives already.
Yeah, it is everyday
right?
life.
In very beneficial ways.
Yeah, some watchers are already using AI.
Right.
So we have to accept the right way. We have to be competitive. We have to go for that. And we have to educate people. This is one of the key pillars. We are spending a lot of time with a lot of universities over the world. So the people start from 14 years old, start to say, well, it's like a game. I can do this and this, and then I'm using AI naturally. And that will go and it will help them to be more driven in the future and understand more what they could do because the creativity will come from new generations.
Right. Pierre, what do you think about tech and how it's benefited our lives? We can't deny that technology has benefited our lives, but some feel that it's very dehumanizing. Perhaps we'll lose our jobs is one of the things that will come out of it. Also, we've never been more connected in the world, but we also some feel alone as they ever have been, despite the connection.
True. That's a key point. And especially for kids, you see sometimes one damage on the Facebook can make a kid completely desperate.
Yep.
So that the pros and cons of any technology. What is good today is we all have a longer life. We all have a lot of hopes. And when your baby is sick, you're happy that AI can really make something for him. So I don't think we are in a period of time when we do technology for the sake of technology. I think we have been above that right now. And we do it because it's a value for people and help humanity at the end. Concerning your point, should we do it or not? It's not a question.
Anymore.
Anymore. Mm. Now, we will remove employment. Yes, we work a lot with the Malaysian government, for example, because they are very scared about that, especially on and the robots will replace manpower and everything. But what we are doing now, we are putting programs and education in place to take those people, which are in the production line now, and become behind the robots.
Because when re-skill the robots... Reskill them, teach them new things.
Teach them how to evolve. So we are slowly transforming them from blue collar to white collar, and they will have a better life, a better income. And if you look at it, in the next 10 years, we will create more employment of behind the robots that the people will lose their job. So the people who have the willingness to learn will have a future, which is very good. And it, at the, of course, they may have a small hole between, but at the end, we'll create more jobs with AI.
Pierre, you've spent most of your career in tech, so I needn't ask you how you keep up with all of it. But what about the rest of us who haven't spent our whole careers in tech? Because I'm thinking back to a time when I was a child. There were no smartphones. The newspaper came to my door. Now everything is about tech, mobile technology, etc. So how do you think the rest of us can keep up?
Well, it's very easy. I take an example with iPhone. Today, when you take an iPhone, there's no manual.
True.
Anybody has a problem with that?
Right.
It would not exist 10 years ago.
But to be fair, when I got my first phone, smartphone 10 years ago, I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah,
and I might not know what I'm doing today, but
doesn't matter. You know what, you know what you want to do with it. And you can chat with other people and everything. So the technology comes in a way that we don't need manual. It becomes intuitive. And this is where AI can play a key role to make it even more intuitive. So, well, it's okay. Just use it for the what I want to use it.
It's just normal human behavior. So the tech is...
Correct. Okay. More claw and more claws.
Right. What do you think the next big disruption might be? Besides you, of course, at NeuroMemTech.
Well, we are part of it, of course. But I think the next wave is everything will help the life of people. And that's turned a lot of in IT, but also turns with ethics, turns with government relationship, involvement in that. And that could be the most important key feature in the future.
So it sounds like tech is the great unifier on another level with the bringing together of...
It should be.
Pierre Brunswick is CEO at NeuroMem Technologies. You can check them out at neuromem.ai. That is NeuroMem.ai. Pierre will be speaking at the MTech Asia 2019. Pierre, thank you so much for coming today.
My pleasure to be here on Money FM.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.